Halflings, elves, wizards, and more. Awaken your inner dungeon master and prepare to embark on a journey like no other. Listen and play along as the family Dragon Slayer bring their characters to life, engage in battles, seek out wisdom, and explore the unknown. You can listen to Season 2 of The Family Dragon Slayer, the sponsor of this podcast, now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Ages 16 and up, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Seven Breaks. Today I actually didn't have the time to check the number. 75319, the Mandalorian Forge.
Yes, today we're building 75319. It's an 8+ set with 258 pieces. The Armorer's Mandalorian Forge is currently running at $29.99 at Lego.com. This bad boy comes with three minifigures, the Mandalorian, the Armorer, and Paz Vizsla. Comes with weapons and accessory elements, including two jetpacks. The armor is exclusive to this one, right?
Which one?
The armor.
Yes.
Is Paz Vizsla exclusive to this one, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Also is Mando, technically. And you got the special jetpack on him, which makes him exclusive.
Is that the only thing that makes it exclusive, though? Because isn't the printing the same as the other one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah, that is what we were doing today. And let's see. We are also going to announce our 1,000 sub giveaway winner, which we are a little bit behind on here. We are a little bit behind on our scavenger hunt as well. We are going to announce that, boom, James T. James T is the winner of our 1,000 sub giveaway, and we'll be contacting James after the stream and letting him know. And we are also jumping into scavenger hunt number 3. Now, this one is going to be more difficult than the others. It's not as much difficult as it is going to be a little bit more time consuming, because you're going to have to figure some things out. So the prize is a $10 Lego digital gift card. You can submit your answers at www.sithandbricks.com/scavengerhunt3 when this stream ends. The link is not active yet. It'll be active when the stream ends. And what we're looking for this time around: how many times has a real Jeep appeared in our videos? We're not talking about Lego Jeeps. So we've done a couple videos or showed some updates of my Jeep, the yellow Jeep that we're converting over to orange. There are Jeeps, real Jeeps, in our videos. How many times have they appeared?
And we are talking about our Jeeps.
Yes.
Not anybody else's Jeeps.
We haven't had anybody else's Jeeps in our videos.
Maybe they've been in the background of a Walmart video, so just wanted to make sure.
I think that's the count.
Should it?
Yes. How many times has a real Jeep appeared in our videos?
Okay.
So that counts.
Well, then.
Yes. So. Yeah, it doesn't have to be our Jeeps. It has to be Jeeps, period. How many real Jeeps have appeared in our videos? This was going to take a little bit of time to get through, but if nobody wins, This will roll over to the next one that we do in 2 weeks, and we will be doing a $20 giveaway. And if nobody gets that one, then we'll continue that until someone finally does. So yeah, we are rolling on here.
What if it just got up to like $800?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Somebody'll dig it up before then. So today we're talking about strange Lego, odd Lego. There's been some really awesome sets out of Lego, but every once in a while,
There's those
there
few.
has been that one, two, three, or 10 that you go, whoa, what is that? Some of it has to do, some of it's not Lego's fault. It's them trying to be creative, but not having the tools to do it. So back in the day, we didn't have the same number of parts and pieces that we do today. Mighty Jimmy 575. Hello. Some of it is just trying to be creative with a limited tool set, and some of it, I don't know. I don't know why they went some of the directions that they went. But we found an article by Isaiah McCall. This is from January of 2019 in The Gamer. And we went through and we picked out some of the ones from his list. So he did, I don't remember if it was top 20 strangest and then top 10 best, but they were all together. So I skipped over a lot of the stuff, just grabbed the ones that kind of grabbed my attention. Oddly enough, we've talked about some of these before. Yes, we have. And the very first one is the Nesquik bunny. So this one was on our list of, I believe, rarest Lego minifigures of several streams back. And this was a collaboration with Lego, apparently, where Nesquik teamed up with Lego. And yeah, I don't know that this one for me is strange or just
Unique.
unique. Yeah, I don't know if I'd call this one strange. I don't even think I'd call it weird, because the minifig itself actually doesn't look bad.
It
I
looks.
wouldn't be surprised to have a minifig of literally any character or person, really. I mean, it's not a crazy thought, but yeah, this one was on the list, and we've discussed this one before, is one of the rarest minifigures to find. Apparently, this was a UK thing, if I remember correctly. This wasn't something that they ran here in the United States. So this was number one on the list, and moving on.
These aren't in any order,
Yeah,
right?
these aren't, yeah, we didn't, these aren't rated worst to first or anything like that. I just grabbed some that,
Looked interesting.
yeah, I just grabbed some that I thought were interesting. Let's see. So this one I don't get, and this one does fall for me in the category of strange. This is Lego Galador, and these are supposedly some kind of figure.
They remind me of the Lego doll things, except
Yeah, these are supposed to be, they're not minifigs.
no.
And if I jump over to the article real quick, it says, this is what happens when Lego attempts to steal away some of Barbie's audience. So everybody's in competition. I think that's kind of a low blow, but it may be them trying to branch out of just minifigures. It is an odd thing, though, and I think a lot of people were a little surprised because it just doesn't look Lego. So yeah, and companies go through these exercises, right? Not just Lego, any company. And some of the largest companies, you can go back and you can look at some of the things that they tried to kind of break out of their mold, or try to compete with somebody else, or try to get a different market share. And some of it has been complete abominations, and some of it worked really, really well. I think this is one of the ones that probably didn't go very well, and I will definitely put this in the odd category, just because if someone that likes Lego, you would expect it to look like
Lego.
Exactly. So, yeah, this one was probably just a miss from someone in the marketing or sales department or someone, whoever came up with this idea to try to push this out and branch out. And yeah, this one definitely, in my opinion, this one definitely belongs on the list.
Definitely
And
valid.
this one belongs on the list for a completely different reason. And we've discussed this one before too. This is the Technic Stormtrooper. And the problem I have, this guy reminds me of, like, if they put Shaggy from Scooby-Doo into a Stormtrooper outfit. He's just super skinny.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's just super skinny, and like it's all bones. And that's one of the problems with trying to get these full-size characters to translate in Technic only, is that there's all these gaps that just don't translate very well. And even the helmet is a little misshapen. But again, given the type of pieces that you're working with, does it look like a stormtrooper? Yes. Does it look like a stormtrooper that's not going to last very long? Yes. So this one for me definitely is in the odd, strange category. What do you think?
Yep, and he missed on the looks department.
Yeah, it definitely aesthetically looks hurt. Like, this is a stormtrooper that went to battle and had no food rations for about 3 months.
And
He looks kind of anemic. It looks like someone needs to feed this bad boy.
not only can
And look at his shoes. Like,
they're small.
they're not even compared to the rest of his body. It's like from this picture, is probably a bad picture too, but and he's shooting from the top down, so the top looks bigger than the bottom, but it looks like he's doesn't even have like the backside of his foot. Like, there's no heels. It's like half a foot.
It's like he's
And the shoulder pads look like, something from football. Like, you just need to throw a jersey on top of this or something. So this one for me was a mess. This one for me is a mess. It definitely belongs in the strange-ish category. And I think they got the color scheme right. When you look at it, it's a stormtrooper, but this one doesn't work for me. Well, not everything does. I mean, like I said, people, companies, they try to branch out, they try to come up with some concepts and ideas, and not all of them are a hit. And does it make it a bad company? No. But they try and try, and sometimes they don't always get it right.
Unfortunately, he missed more than just the actual target. He seems to have missed his mouth too, so.
Yeah, this one I put this one on here because at first I looked at it and I was like, okay, what's wrong with Luke Skywalker? Why is this odd or strange? Because to me it just looked like a Luke Skywalker minifigure. And then it's not. So this is actually a giant minifigure that's not even made of Lego. So this is essentially
A
an
statue.
action figure of a Lego character on top of a stand.
And it doesn't move.
Yeah, and it's very and it doesn't move, is according to this article. And you can't build it. And one of the beautiful things of Lego that we like so much is the fact that, we're building things, right? This is a non-buildable figure, in a large non-buildable figure at that. So this one, after looking at it several times, as much as I don't think it's a terrible looking action figure, I do think it falls into the strange Lego category because it's so huge and it's not buildable. And the arms look like noodles. Maybe that's just me,
And look
but
how it looks like he's holding a Star Wars Rebels lightsaber, also.
The hilt is rather large. The helmet looks good. I don't have anything wrong. I don't really, There's nothing really wrong. I mean, there's only some, it looks like chest printing. There's no leg printing or arm printing, it looks like, from this.
This looks like it's based off of like the early 2000s Luke Skywalker, not
Yeah. So
Luke.
this one, I pulled this one out of the article because I was like, yeah, I get it. That doesn't really make sense from a Lego perspective. And again, trying to do things kind of outside your realm.
Comfort zone.
Yeah, jump outside the comfort zone, try to do something else. And you know what? I bet you they sold a ton of these things.
You probably did.
So, I mean, Star Wars sells. So,
Saying that they still make them to this day, yeah.
yeah. All right, so jumping over to one of my biggest confusion. When I saw this, I was like, I initially thought it was half built. This First Order AT-ST, and I'm not 100% sure which set this is.
It's
It's a 7.5 set, I'm sure, but
75 something.
yeah, I'm not sure which one this is, but this one was really confusing to me because it looks like one of two things. One, they didn't finish it. Or two, somebody stepped on it and kicked the top off of it. Or three, somebody's got a dad like me that drops stuff and they put it back on the table and didn't put the top back on it, because this, I don't get this one at all. The legs kind of give you the impression that they're going for an AT-ST look, but then you get to the top and you're like, wait a minute, what happened?
What happened to the head?
And what is this thing to the left? Like, is that the what you use to get up to the top to put yourself in it?
Yeah, so
Like an elevator?
in the movie, this AT-ST is supposed to be the AT-ST that BB-8 like basically blows everybody up in.
Wait a minute, this is that recent?
Yes.
Holy
Yeah.
cow. Okay, I did not realize. Oh, there it is. Yes, Star Wars Episode 8.
Is that in that scene? Its head was off, and Lego decided to build it with its head off instead of just having it go on and off, so.
So the two things about this I like is Captain Phasma BB-8. But the set itself definitely for me is in the strange Lego category. Which, by the way, we're going to do our own version of 10 best Lego in the next stream, I think. I'm not going to go through this guy. Well, you know, maybe we can do that first. Let's go through this guy's best, pull out some of our favorites, and then we'll go through and make our own list. But yeah, so this one, I don't disagree with Isaiah. This one is just odd. Moving on. At first, I wasn't sure what to make of this one either. 2539. Medieval technology has gone too far. Just plain weird. So, this set is supposed to be. If I can get down to it, there we go. So, this is supposed to be a medieval set.
It don't look medieval. It looks like Lego tried to
So,
make a small dragon
this
instead of
is.
just a hover pad.
Well, what's strange about it is this is supposed to be a knight of some sort. And knights, if it was a dragon, if we were going that way, I think it would make sense. But this is not a dragon. This knight is flying on a jet winged aircraft. Because there's flames coming out the back, but it has like dragon bat wings or something. Yeah, this is another one of those, at least for me, is like, what the heck? I'm sure there were some kids that had a blast with this. He's got a staff with a bat on it, so I'm gonna guess that he's flying on a bat.
Creativity.
But why would a medieval dude be flying on a bat?
An oversized bat.
Is there something about medieval times that I missed? I mean, I remember jousting, I remember duels. I remember dragons. I remember magic. I don't remember flying on a bat machine. And so that one definitely.
It's like they tried to make steampunk and
I don't even know if that's not even
medieval.
steampunk though. I'm not even sure what that is.
Personally, I think it's like some weird combination of the
So,
two.
and the other one, yeah, and the like he's got a sword, a medieval sword. And then he has a staff with a bat on top of it. Yeah, this one I don't. Yeah, this one definitely for me falls into the whoa, that's strange category. Let's see, what was next? Oh, your favorite. Znap or Znap is, I don't even know what that is. So, if, yeah, so we've got. So in the article, it says it feels as though these were toys designed to entertain children in the 1700s. I don't know if it goes that far back, but I agree with the premise is that this looks like something that was designed a long time ago. And it's essentially a few rods with some wheels on it and some attachments. It's a looks like an early iteration of Technic, maybe.
Yeah, it was meant to compete with other block companies that had things similar to this, like Kinex.
Okay.
This did eventually get retired and evolved into Technic, which, in my opinion, is way better.
Yeah,
But I see
definitely.
what they were trying to do with this, though. I
I
mean,
think this was a roller skate, or
here I was thinking it was like one of those little red wagon things.
I don't see wagon at all. I see like roller skate in this thing.
Red wagon, but you know when you're like grabbing stuff out of the
And out of context too,
boxes.
this doesn't make a lot of sense. So was like this particular set, is this geared for kids under the age of six? I can see where some younger kids that are still learning and still their imagination is still, you know, in the process of brewing. I can see some hand-eye coordination with just popping some blocks together and making something roll. But if this isn't like, I don't know what this would be intended for. And it just looks odd. It's like, are those handles on the top?
I don't know. I think it's like you know when you go to a shed or something and you go to grab box heavy boxes out and you use those
A cart?
yeah.
It don't even look like a cart though. It looks like it's clear in the middle. Like you couldn't put anything on
I
this.
think that's just because of the bricks,
And there's
but
no real suspension on it. I don't know how strong these outside pieces are, but the wheel just snapped onto a brick of some sort. I can see like if you push down on it, the wheels are gonna flex really bad if that's not a sturdy piece there. I don't know. But this one definitely, I will agree with this author. I think this one's definitely in the oh wow, what is that category?
confused.
Yeah, definitely confusing. And then strange. I agree with him on this one too. Why do we have Jeffrey's head
Decapitated onto a
coming out of?
something, mud.
Yeah, I think it's green. Like it's coming out the top of a tree or something. It is a little bit. It reminds me. What was that movie? With the giraffe and the hippos and the lion.
The Lion King.
No. I like to move it, move it.
Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Okay.
Yeah. So. It looks like the giraffe because the look on his face because that giraffe was a mess, right? That's what this looks like. This doesn't remind me of Jeffrey. This reminds me of that guy. Gosh, I can't remember his name.
Shell Toys R Us in the US, rest in
Was it
peace.
Melvin?
Melvin.
Was Melvin the giraffe? Hold on. I
I
think.
don't know. It's either the giraffe or the zebra. Oh, yeah. While he's doing that, here's a cool
Oh,
piece.
Melman. Yeah, it is Melman. Hold on.
Okay, can't see that
Yeah,
very
you're in the
well.
wrong camera. Hold on. I'll switch it. Boom. There you go.
Here is an official unprinted Mando helmet. No print.
So yeah, it's Melman. And
Okay.
if you, oh man, we gotta do this. Hold on. So I'm gonna switch this back over here for a second. See if I can find Melman.
Builds. So while he does that, I'm going to talk about another thing. We have a community tab now. I'm not sure how we got to community tab, but we did, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we are going to actually use it right after this
Yeah.
stream.
After the stream ends, it's gonna be questions
Yeah, we're
on.
gonna do our very first poll. All right, so I am gonna put Melman right next to this. And you gotta tell me, I'm just sticking it on there. So this is not fancy, but come on, tell me there's not a resemblance.
That sadly is, in a way.
Tell me those two don't look the same.
The thing from the mouth to the actual head, it Ian like curves out like it does in the show.
Eyes, the ears, yeah.
It's like they did
The
it on purpose.
color scheme is a little off because for some reason a Toys R Us giraffe is less
Dominant.
spots, yeah, less spots than a Melman does. But yeah, that's what that reminds me of. But it is a little bit creepy that it's just a head.
It's
So
like a
that one for me was a yeah, that was definitely a mess.
expression on that face, though.
Oh, merch. Yes, if you're interested in our If you're interested in our Sith and Bricks merch, you can go to sithandbricks.com, hit the store tab, and it will take you to all these wonderful designs. We have our old designs and our new designs. So that is my shameless plug for the day. And back to the build. Boom. There we go.
So you know, you do not have to rush to get merch. They are not leaving anytime soon.
There we
Yeah.
go.
That actually be a pretty cool thing if we did like Christmas designs.
Yeah, we can do it. It's an interesting setup. We can do all kinds of stuff with it, and we can actually leave stuff like limited versions of things, only sell 10. So yeah, we'll definitely dig around into it and see what happens. I'm getting all kinds of notifications today. So
Love it.
yeah, so if you guys are interested in the scavenger hunt number 3, the URL for that again is sithandbricks.com/scavengerhunt3, or just go to sithandbricks.com and look for contest. It will be up there shortly.
Yeah, we're already on number three.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and turn this on while we are talking about it so I do not forget.
And what is that?
The contest?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and turn on the contest page. Because it was not enabled.
I'm gonna just go.
There we go. Boom. Done. It is live.
That's pretty cool.
There it is. Ta-da. Awesome.
Well, I'm on the last bag, so this has been very convenient. No, hasn't it?
It's gone fairly quick. I'm
Yeah, we were.
surprised you're still going, though. It's only like a 200 brick set.
Yeah.
And we are half an hour into the video.
No reason to speed run, that was there.
I don't know. It's very interesting.
What is very interesting?
Looks like we're dropping some frames today.
Oh. Well, that isn't good.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Tech person.
Yeah, it's weird. OBS is one thing, and then YouTube's like, oh, yeah, everything's great.
Yeah.
So who knows? But
It
yeah.
passes YouTube quality.
Yeah, the Melman and Giraffe Head, that was
Good resemblance.
quite the resemblance there. Yeah, absolutely.
Although Lego did try to fix it. Apparently, they made like a version that had his entire body, and it still looks slightly creepy and demented.
Yeah.
So.
I think a giraffe one. I think a giraffe is just a bit challenging to pull off there.
It's possible. It's just that
There's another one
the
on here that was.
price of the set didn't go well with the
I don't know what
audience.
this frog thing is. I didn't put it on here because I can't even really tell what it is. It looks like a contraption with eyes. And because it's green, he's referring to it as maybe an angry frog. But yeah, I that one was so messed up. I really just could not figure out what it was. And the other one that they did with Jeffrey was a smaller version. And it was like a seven. It says 7+, but it looks like it's like for kids, younger kids.
Yeah.
So.
I feel that giraffes just don't go that well with Lego unless if the price of the set's bigger, so they're able to actually like put more detail into specific parts of a giraffe, so they could make it look right. I feel like with the how much the set was, it was difficult to actually get a good looking giraffe.
Yeah, I was looking to see if there was any new information on. Oh, here it is, Visions. September 22nd. So,
It's getting close.
yeah. What's that next week?
December? Okay, no, September
September.
22nd. Okay.
Yeah,
It's like,
September.
what?
September 22nd. So that's next week.
Not only that, but we also have Book of Boba Fett soon.
Yeah.
So Marvel had their run earlier this year, but we're gonna be getting our TV shows soon. Very soon. I feel like I was away from the mic there for a second, so I'm sorry if that happened.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to Visions. I think it's kind of neat to have the different takes on it. I wish they had stayed within certain guidelines, but I also get giving them some creative room to play with
Yeah.
it. But we'll see how this goes.
Visions gives off like some new trilogy vibes at certain points, but it does seem interesting, and I am very interested in it, although I'm not quite sure about it yet.
I don't know what to make of it. We'll have to wait and see. But like some of these characters are just really cool looking. Like this one here, this Mandalorian, the Mandalorian samurai. I'm gonna pull this up over here. Yeah, the Mandalorian samurai is just really cool looking.
The Mandalorian Samurai, it does look really cool, and I'm not, but I'm surprised that they only have like a whole bunch of jackets and stuff for the show.
Yeah, they've got merchandise for it already. You knew that was coming, though. I mean,
Yeah.
it's Star Wars. Where is this one?
Unlike the Mandalorian, though, it's coming all out all at once.
Yeah.
So, ooh, there's a fancy Mando print for a
What did I
hologram.
miss? Oh, wow.
Fancy hologram Mando.
Yeah, that is cool. Okay, here
So,
we go. Visions, Star Wars, High Republic. Wait a minute, why is this not showing up over here? News and blog. It pulled up on one computer, and on the other one, it's not. There we go.
okay.
There we go. Meet the villains. Okay. I'm just going to do it this way. I'm going to type it directly.
Okay, so I am putting on one of the computers in here. I think they have a closet type thing, and that's it. Which is
Oh, here we go.
pretty cool.
There we go. Nice. All right, let's switch this over. Yeah, check out the
Much.
check out that Boba Fett samurai. That looks really cool.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Darth Maul samurai figure I have in my collection. That's what it reminds me of.
Check out these socks.
Anime socks.
Yeah. Look at 3PO and R2.
R2D2. Apparently they hired like professionals to do this show too, so
Oh yeah. These are some of the best anime people in the business.
yeah.
So yeah, that was I thought that I really like the Boba Fett samurai. That looks really sweet. I can't read a darn thing it says, but because it's in apparently Japanese, that
I'm
is
gonna guess that the
cool.
Japanese writing also says Star Wars, but
It's possible, or it could say Boba Fett, or it could say, who knows what it says.
Windows computer.
No, but yeah, this is a. You know, they came up with some really cool concepts for this. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what else comes of this vision show.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
And if we do,
All right, guys, here we go. What time is it?
I don't know.
It is 7 o'clock.
Ooh,
7 p.m.
that is late.
Nah. It's not late. I just wanted to know. I'm just testing things out here. Guess we gotta find. There we go. Boom. Oh, we get to use images too.
Ooh, we have fancy images.
Yeah, we get new toys. Woohoo. So yeah, this is gonna be interesting.
Toys.
Yeah, it gives us more options and more ways to interact with the audience. So I'm pretty stoked about this. I don't know why it got turned on though. I wasn't aware of.
I don't think we hit a certain milestone.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta find my image though. Let's go here. There we go. What's the first go? This one first.
this is actually really cool.
What is?
This closet thing they have. Although the new toy is awesome too. So, after this video, if you would like, we have a question for you to ponder upon. I don't know why I said it that way.
Yeah, I don't know either. I was a little bit on the odd side, but hey.
I am odd, so.
I'm trying very hard to make this work.
Yeah,
There we
so.
go.
We're curious, like, what set did you think was.
Good. Oh man, my mouse disappeared. The mouse disappeared. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I can't see it, but there it is.
Yeah, like, out of the options that we had there, what set was the weirdest? And maybe in the comment section, you could say your personal weirdest if it's not already on the list.
Image.
So, just a thought there. So, I'm gonna very quickly go. Yeah, I finished the build. It folds in.
Wait a minute. I need to figure something out here.
Okay, so while he does that, I'm gonna go over the figures here.
So we did a poll.
Yeah, here is Paz Vizsla. He has the same armor print that Wrecker has. I don't know why I couldn't remember that. He has a really cool backpack. It looks like he has like a mini machine gun, but his head does not exist. It's just a black head. Overall, it's, in my opinion, the coolest figure in the set. The next figure on the set is a Mando. Has the arm printing, the leg printing, everything on this guy's really good. Same as the usual Mando. There is no head printing on this one either.
You keep putting it like off the screen.
So
I don't know why. I don't know why you do that.
I just do
There's the faceless Mando.
faceless Mando. In a gunmetal gray jetpack. Pretty cool. Next up is, if I could get her out, the armorer. Get this in like that.
There you go.
Okay. So this character has really cool leg printing, body printing, everything on it looks really cool. I am curious about this head mold. This head mold is a custom mold for this figure, and in my opinion, it looks really good. If you were to take off the head, this is also another soulless minifigure.
What?
Yeah, they're all soulless inside.
Oh no.
Soulless polis.
That's insane.
So if I'm pretty sure that Mando will get a head print at some point, but for now, all Mandos are Mandos.
Yes, they are. Very cool. So that was a what's the size on this?
The size?
258 pieces, so just
Ooh,
under,
okay, yeah.
yeah.
Piece count.
So 300 pieces. That's not too bad. Not too shabby. Pretty cool looking set. So sweet. Yeah.
Secret doors. There's actually a secret door behind it. So you could
Oh,
get like your
cool.
finger through here.
So for everybody out there in podcast land, or if you're in Rumble, since Rumble does not have all of our videos, I did not upload every single one of them. We've got quite a few of them up there, but not all of them yet. You can find us at SithandBricks.com on YouTube. And you're more than welcome to go over and register and try to do the scavenger hunt. Thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe.
I'd like to thank everybody so much for watching. Good night.
So, yeah.